नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 7948। त्वं वायो अग्ने वियाद अम्बु मात्रा त्वं वायुरग्निरवनिर्वियदम्बु मात्रा प्राण इन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चेत् अनुग्रहश्च प्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चिदनुग्रहश्च सर्वं त्वम् एव सगुणं विगुणश्च भूमन् सर्वं त्वमेव सगुणो विगुणश्च भूमन् न अन्यात् त्वाद् अस्ति अपि मनोवचसा निरुक्तं नान्यत्वदस्त्यपि मनोवचसा निरुक्तम् त्वं वायुरग्निरवनिर्व्यदम्बु मात्रा प्राणेन्द्रियाणि हृदयं चिदनुग्रहश्च सर्वं त्वमेव सगुणो विगुणश्च भूमन् नान्यत्वदस्त्यपि मनोवचसा निरुक्तम्
त्वं त्वं Translation: My dear Supreme Lord, you are actually the air, fire, earth, sky, water, the objects of perception, the five senses, the mind, consciousness, and false ego. You are everything subtle and gross, including the material elements and anything expressed, either by words or the mind. Indeed, these are nothing but you.
Tama Vayu Ragni Abani Vyat Ambu Matra Pranindriyani Divayam Chit Anugrahasya Sarvam Tame Vasagumo Vidunasta Bhuman Nanyat Tadastapi Mano Vatasani Uttam This is all pervasive description of the Supreme Personality of God. In more simplified way, it has been described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Maya tadamidam sarvam. I am all pervasive. I'm Bhaktam Murtina. That is also my feature. But this feature, Krishna with flute in the hand, that feature is not present. That is called Abhakti. Everything is Krishna. But not in everything his original form is manifest. Maya tatamidam sarvam abhakta. Abhakta means non-manifest. It's everything. It can be compared just like your most intimate friend or family member is playing in the stage. If he's playing there, but still you cannot recognize him. Nato nato dharo yatha Kunti Devi has said, just like the dramatist, the actor, he has dressed himself in such a way that although the actor is your very intimate friend or family member, you cannot see. A child, suppose his father is a big actor, is playing on the stage, another family member says to the child, you see your father. He says, why is your father? Nato nato dharo yatha. Everything, Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. But because we are not Krishna conscious, we cannot see. We are challenging. Can you show me Krishna? You are seeing. But on account of material covering, you cannot see. Krishna is there. Annantarasam, Paramanu, Chayantarasam. He is everywhere. That is Krishna. Golokaiva nivasati akhilati bhuto. He is always in Golok Vrindavan. But he is everywhere. That is Krishna. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. We are sitting here, but we are not in our apartment. Limited. But Krishna is unlimited. That is different. By foolishness, we claim to become Krishna. But that is foolishness. Krishna is not like that. Although he is present before us. That's what Krishna says, abhajananti mahamurha manusim tanuva. When Krishna comes, just like ordinary human being, and keeps with the Pandavas, people take him as ordinary human being. That is murha, abhajananti mahamurha. In everything, there is Krishna, simply we have to purify our vision to see Krishna in every atom, everywhere, whatever it is. That is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, and it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Avar jangam dakhe, na dakhita armuti. Sarvatra Sphuraya Tar Ishta Dev Murti. My heart is fully advanced in Krishna consciousness. He sees this world. The world is full of thavar jangam. Some things, some articles are moving, some articles are not moving. There's a tree. It is not moving, but an animal is moving. This is thavar jangam. So he is seeing the tree or the animal or the hill or the water or the river or the ground. So because he is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he sees nothing but Krishna, everything. Thavar jangam jake na dakitar murti. He does not see anything else except Krishna. Actually, that is the fact. Simply, we have to purify our eyes. Then we can see in everything. He is in the atom even. Annantarasam, Paramanu, Chayantarasam. But because we are not qualified, therefore, one who is qualified, he can see there is no question of seeing Krishna in a particular place. The other day in Delhi, somebody questioned that if God is everywhere, what is the use of going to the temple to see Him? Just see how contradictory it is. If God is everywhere, why He is not in the temple? But these foolish persons, they do not know what He is questioning. Krishna is everywhere. Just like the electricity is everywhere. But when you cast the switch, then it is under your control. Electricity is everywhere. But still, by arrangement, we can touch the electricity or take it into service by preparing electric wiring and switch. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. And you can worship Krishna from anything. Everyone knows that this deity is made of stone. Ground floor, the marble stone, black and white, and the deity is also black and white. Everyone knows. But why you see the black and white deity in this temple and gathered together and offer prayer? Is it the same marble on the ground, black and white? That means you are seeing in a different position. That is love, love of Krishna. Those who haven't got the love, they are seeing that the same stone on the floor and same stone in the deity, what this foolish man is worshipping. They say that I can worship this stone also. No. Krishna said, yes, that is the stone on the floor. That is also I am, but I am not present. This is called Achintya Bheda. Yes, stone I am also, but I am not there at the same time. Maya tatamidam sattvam jagat avyaktamurtina masthani sarvabhutani naham teshu avastita. These foolish persons, they do not know. They think that Krishna has spread Himself in everything, then He has lost Himself. There is no more form than material calculation. This is called material calculation. I have several times given you the example. You take a big piece of paper and make it small pieces and you throw it in the air, the big sheet of paper is no longer in. It is finished. So their calculation is like that. That if Krishna is all pervasive, then where is His form? His form is there. This is their calculation. But that is nonsense. That is Krishna, that maya tatam idam sarvam, I am spread everywhere, all pervasive, but in my person I am known. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat abhaktam urdhina masthani sarvabhutani. But a devotee should understand that Krishna is on the throne and Krishna is on the floor. Therefore, you should be very careful to take care of the floor, to take care of the throne, to take care of the flower, to take care of the dishes. Everything you should worship like Krishna. That is, you cannot neglect anything. Sri Vigrahara, Dhananitanara, Singhara, Tanaman, Viramas, everything one. You cannot say Krishna is here sitting, I can neglect this throne. That is foolish. You should take as much care to worship the deity, to decorate the deity, as much care to keep the temple very, very clean. That is Krishna. You cannot say that he is working on the garden, therefore he is inferior. I am working directly on the Krishna. No. The person who is working in the garden, Krishna's garden, he should be as careful as the man who is worshipping the deity in the garden. That is what. Krishna has expanded. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Tatam means expansion. This is Krishna consciousness. You cannot neglect anything because everything is Krishna. You should worship everything. Don't neglect anything. Krishna is everything, varieties at the same time. He is in his original form. The original form is not there, but everything is Krishna. This is simultaneous. Achinta bheda bhed tattva. Inconceivably, simultaneously, one and different. This philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy, should always remember. Don't neglect anything of Krishna. Everything should be, every small thing. It is Krishna. It is worship. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is describing the same thing. Tanga Bayu, Agni, Avani. The same thing. Kiti Aptej Marutvam. Bayu. Krishna is there. Krishna is fire. Krishna is earth. Krishna is water. Krishna is sky. Krishna is everything. Even the small, very, very minute particle, atom, that is also Krishna. If you always remember like that, our Krishna consciousness will be very, very strong and established. That is one thing. Amar jangam, that is another thing. Why people come here? You have seen while you are walking, a devotee, you are taking the dust from underneath and putting it. This is Krishna. The dust. Vrindavan dust is also Krishna. Vrindavan dust is also Krishna. So, Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya Taddhamam Vrindavanam. This is the verdict of the Acharya. Vrajananandan Hari Krishna is worshipable, everyone knows. But his dham, Vrindavan, is also as good as Krishna. It is also worshipable. Therefore, so many devotees, they are keeping strictly in Vrindavan. This is the idea. We should not consider Vrindavan. Not even Vrindavan, everywhere. Not that we limit Krishna within Vrindavan. That is special because Krishna came here and displayed his pastime, a special significance. But wherever you are in Krishna consciousness, that is Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he was going, he said that it is Vrindavan. After taking sannyas, he was in Bengal and he was thinking the Ganges is Jamuna. So these are not to be copied or imitated. Gradually, as we advance, we can understand that how Krishna is all-pervasive. something is described in the Bhagavad Gita, you cannot say that I am not seeing Krishna. This is foolish. They say, can you show me Krishna? But thing is that he has no eyes to see Krishna. Krishna can be seen. Sremanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. If you increase your love for Krishna, then you can see Krishna every moment, everywhere. That is, Sremanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Kaivaridayesu Vilopayana. Those who are advanced, sentry person, we see always Krishna. That stage you have to reach. That is the idea. Sarvam tameva saguna vigunascha bhuman. Bhuman means the great. That is greatness of Krishna. God is great, we should understand how great he is. This is the understanding of his greatness. Bhuman. Simply we say God is great and Kupamandukanna. They know the story, the toad, the frog within the well. So some friend says that I have seen a great mass of water, Atlantic Ocean. How you can imagine what is the Atlantic Ocean? He's thinking that water may be like this well, 3 feet, or like except 4 feet, except 5 feet. These rascals who does not know Krishna, they think, all right, Krishna may be a little more intelligent than me. That's all. In this way, that thing. But here it is called Bhuman. Bhuman means all pervading. Sarvam tameva saguna vighnastra bhuman. Nanyat tatastapi mano vachasa niruktam. Even if you think that the sky is very, very great, that is also Krishna. And if you think the atom is very, very small, that is also Krishna. There is nothing greater than Krishna, nothing smaller than Krishna. There are two contradictory things. So, simply if Krishna is simply as big as this car, the Mahavadi philosophy, he cannot be small like the deity, that is a mistake. He is as big as the sky and as small as the atom. In the intermediate stage, everything. Why he cannot be smaller? Like the deity, small deity, so that I may have the facility to serve him. I cannot serve Krishna when he is as big as the sky. That is not possible. I cannot decorate him when he shows his virat roop. I think the whole world, all the mills, they cannot supply cloth. But Krishna agrees to become very small, with little cloth I can reach. And Krishna accepts. Yomi bhaktya prajacchati. In this little small piece of cloth, a devotee is covering Krishna and thinking that I am raising that. Krishna accepts that. There is Krishna. So, anoraniyaka mahato mahiya. Krishna is so kind, he is ready to accept your service. Patram puspam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya bhajati. Simply require to become a devotee. That is qualification. Thank you very much.